Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the wilderness of Judea along the western side of the Dead Sea and saying, "Repent, change your inner self, your old ways of thinking, regret past sins, live your life in a way that proves repentance, seek God's purpose for your life. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is the one who is mentioned by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his highway straight, level, direct." Now this same John had clothing made of camel's hair and a wide leather band around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the divine wrath and judgment to come? So produce fruit that is consistent with repentance, demonstrating new behavior that proves a change of heart and a conscious decision to turn away from sin. And do not presume to say to yourself as a defense, 'We have Abraham for our father, so our inheritance assures us of salvation.' For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children, descendants for Abraham. And already the axe of God's judgment is swinging toward the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. As for me, I baptize you with water because of your repentance. That is, because you are willing to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret your sin, and live a changed life. But he, the Messiah, who is coming after me, is mightier, more powerful, more noble than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to remove even as his slave. He will baptize you who truly repent with the Holy Spirit, and you who remain unrepentant with fire, judgment. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear out his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat, believers, into his barn, kingdom. But he will burn up the chaff, the unrepentant, with unquenchable fire."